Kia ora, RDU 98.5, and I'm so delighted to have my next guest in the studio from Auckland, originally here, like everyone seems to fucking be, but I have the one-man band behind Class 103 Greek Mythology, Vincent Andrew Scammell in the studio. Am I correct in saying one-man band?
This time round, in Tāmaki, I had a producer and I had my partner directing. So great there, but now that I'm here, one-man band, producing, self-directing.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. There's so much to get into with that, but before we do, what's it like having your partner be your director?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, frustrating. We had to. She's fantastic, and obviously I trust her eye. But yeah, we had to shorten our rehearsal periods because they would always turn into an argument by the end if we were there long enough. You know, you're
nice.
Yeah, you're vulnerable, and you're like trying to make something work and trying to make something funny, and then they're there just looking at you and not laughing. Like, that's not useful.
Oh my God, that's my absolute worst nightmare.
But once we shortened them, it was great.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now I was very curious about that. Now we've got it out of the way. Right, Class 103, Greek Mythology. Mm-hmm. Please tell me about this. It sounds fantastic.
Great. Greek Mythology is one of my first loves ever. Mm-hmm. I went to the Christchurch Rudolf Steiner School, and as a part of that, you learn about all the different mythologies.
Oh, really?
So, yes.
Yeah, so interesting.
I think about 11, we really started delving into them, and then I got into the Percy Jackson series, and then just...
I love Percy Jackson series. Great.
So excited for the TV show about to come out.
So am I, also.
So I've always loved that, and then I had an opportunity to make a show of my third year of drama school, and then I did. I thought maybe I can make it about this thing that I've loved for a really long time, and I did, and that was what that show was, and then was kind of thought about it for a while, and then remade it at the start of this year. That was in 2019, and I remade it at the start of this year, and... Yeah, it is. It's fun and it's silly, like it was then. Exciting and playing out all of these different things, like the Battle of Troy and Prometheus giving fire and all of these famous myths. But now it is kind of more about why those stories have lasted so long and what the Greeks did. In order for them to last so long, how they...
Oh, that's quite interesting, actually. That's not a perspective many people take on it. Because I was going to just quickly say, like, Greek mythology, I mean...
Yes.
Since it existed, it's always been great fodder for theatre, basically.
Truly,
It's brilliant stories.
You reference
so dramatic.
All throughout Shakespeare.
Like, yeah,
it feels
right.
Like the only cultural reference we have that is the same as what they had then. Because it's so much older than even they were.
Yes, yeah. That's actually a really good point. I was going to ask, obviously, like, you must have had some interest in this, but... I mean, you've stated that, so that question out the door. Reading about this, it's a lecture.
Yes. Yeah.
That it goes kind of wrong.
Yeah.
I was kind of going to ask, if it's a lecture, like, do you really dive into the details of these myths, or is it more about the lecture going wrong?
The lecture really is only about the first 6 minutes of the hour.
Wow, okay.
And then the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
It is just, it's a way in. It's a way to be able to, it's just a really nice way to hold it all, I think.
Okay.
Imagine we're in a lecture, and then this guy... is really failing with the lecture. So yeah, the muses intervene. The muses go, you will not squander this opportunity to share these beautiful stories. We must intervene.
Could people actually learn something from this show?
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
They could.
Cool.
Yeah, all the details are not there, but yeah, people will learn things about Greek mythology from here because I haven't edited things so that they're unrecognizable. People will learn.
Right.
And people that know of Greek mythology, they will be, it will be akin to someone who, I guess, loves the Marvel Cinematic Universe and goes, oh my God, that character there, that's the character from 10 movies ago who said this here.
Okay.
There's references like that scattered throughout it as well for lovers of Greek mythology.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for it. I guess the important thing, obviously, is when and where is this show?
It is on this Thursday, the 7th, and then the Friday and Saturday, the 8th and 9th, at 7 p.m. at Little Andromeda on the terrace.
And where can people get tickets? Is that the Little Andromeda website?
Yes, the Little Andromeda website. It is one of the first shows up there. Just look for Class 103.
Oh, brilliant. Has it changed much since you originally wrote this?
Yeah. Originally, it was just a really frivolous romp. It started with me. The show was me carrying like 14 books and then tripping, and all of the books landing on me and falling across.
And then
picking up books for 5 minutes and to Back in Black, AC/DC.
Nice.
And that has changed. There were certain. I made it at drama school, so there's certain learning questions you have to. And that was how long can I stretch out a gag? Is what. That was
right,
so how
okay,
long can
okay.
I pick up books before people get bored? How long can a guy fall off a cliff and be dying and pleading for his life before the audience gets bored?
Mm.
So it's less that some of those things remain, some of those long gags remain, but it became more about what I touched on briefly there, just like why these stories have lasted so long.
Mm.
And my hypothesis is that the Greeks really valued art and really valued theatre in a way that nowhere does now, even in Europe, even in Greece. They don't in the same way. You know, they built these amphitheatres that were as big as their government buildings. So while they're inventing algebra and democracy, they're also holding theatre to the same regard and seeing it as an essential service or essential way to come together. Yeah.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, and those stories, 3,000 years later, there's still someone, a New Zealander on the other side of the world from Greece, making a show about these stories because they have resonated and they still resonate and they're still about about the human condition and about the things we're doing now.
And I couldn't think of a modern day equivalent that I think would last that long as well.
Yeah. There's so many reasons for that. You know, we're so much less monocultural, for example.
There's
a million different TV shows to watch. And nothing, I think, because of how widespread and how many different things there are now, would last that way.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll last digitally, I guess, but yeah.
God, this is a good topic of conversation. I could honestly go on for hours about this. Are you watching any TV at the moment?
I finished Succession with everyone else.
I've watched that.
Fantastic. I'm watching Far North at the moment, which is a New Zealand TV show.
Apparently, it's really good.
It is really good. Oh, it's really good. It's funny that, you know, some people are like, oh my God, this New Zealand TV show is actually good. Like, it's good.
Yeah, I know.
And people are like, what? You know, we seem somewhat allergic to our own movies and TVs, unless Taika has touched it. We are somewhat allergic.
I don't know. I think for me personally, and I obviously am very receptive to local and national art.
Yeah,
and all
of
that.
Course.
I think it's the accents.
Yeah.
I just struggle.
Yeah.
Hearing it.
Yeah.
Which is extremely hypocritical of me to say, but
we just need to make. We need to make a New Zealand film set in America and we'll be fine.
Hey, Vincent, thank you so much for joining me. And to our audience out there, Class 103, Greek mythology. Get onto the Little Andromeda website. Grab some tickets. It's going to be brilliant. It sounds hilarious. There are quite good reviews of it as well.
Yes.
So well done. I guess it's worth mentioning you have performed this before.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the tour. It is the grand tour.
This is a grand tour. This is a big deal. So please go get your tickets. It's going to be such a good time. And if you don't know Greek mythology that well, I think you might find this doubly as interesting. because Greek mythology is actually super weird.
Yeah.
Vincent, once again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Liam.